Good morning, good Chodesh. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishma, Sara Malka, Bas Rav Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Trumas. We are in the fourth parak, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. And finally, the Mishnah turns to us and tells us, how do I separate the Truma? Shear Truma, what is the standard amount that has to be separated for Truma? So believe it or not, there is not one, but three standard amounts. Ayin Yafa Achad Me'arbaim. The standard amount that is a generous side is 1/40. Beis Shammai Yomer Mishloshim. It's 1/30, not 1/40. The lower the denominator, the higher the amount that's given. Ba'beinonis Mechamishim. The middle sized amount is 1/50. Ba'haramishishim. But the weakest amount is 1/60. So we have 1/40, 1/50, or 1/60. So Tarmi Alabiyadu Achamishishim. What's the result? So therefore, if somebody already separated Truma and he got 1/60, so Truma. That's called separating an amount of Truma. Veina Tzarech L'Trum. And then he doesn't have to go back and separate the Truma again because he's already separated it. Chazav Hosef. But if he says, look, that's not the type of guy, I'm not a minimal sort of person, so he goes back and he separates Truma again. So in such a situation, Chazav Hosef Chai B'Maisos, now that he's gone ahead and he's added on, he's become Chai B'Maisos. His Chumra of Truma led to a Kula by Meiser. Because once you separate more for Truma, you're taking away from the percentage that is going to be left over in order to be able to have Maisa separated from it. And that is something that is going to be somewhat of a difficulty. And so therefore he has to go ahead and include the difference in terms of his cheshbon, in terms of his math accounting for Maisa. The Mishnah continues and says, Alabiyado Mishishim Ve'achad. What happens if he took 1/61st? So there, in that situation, the ball game changes. And so since the ball game changes, Truma, it's going to be considered Truma. V'yachser v'yitrom, k'moshe ulamud, b'mido mishkol minyan. What he separates is going to be Truma, but he's got to go back and separate it to get back to the one of the proper amounts, b'mido mishkol u'b'minyan. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, af shalom and amukaf, even that which is not in proximity, right, he still has a responsibility, and he can separate from that amount. In other words, what Rabbi Huda is adding is that the extra designation of Truma has a kula. It doesn't have to be mina mukaf. It doesn't have to be near it. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Huda, and the supplemental Truma has to be measured out. It can be measured out precisely, but it has to be able to be designated close to the other stuff. Ha'omer l'shlucho, what if somebody tells an agent, say, Utrom, go out and separate Truma for me. So the agent doesn't know whether I want to use the 1/40th, the 1/50th, or the 1/60th. He just doesn't know what I want to do. And so now he's stuck, and now he's got to figure it out. So, Tomim Kedai to Shobabai. So ideally, what he has to do is do it based on what I normally would prefer. If the agent doesn't know it, Torim Kebeinonis, so then he should use the average. That's the law of averages that exists by all people. Right? Echad Mechamishim, and that should be 1/50. Piches Hasar Ozip Asara. If he goes ahead and he separates 1/40th and 1/60th, still Truma, so Truma, still what he did is a Truma, and it's considered a standard. Now, in Miskabin Lehosef Afilo Achas, if he intentionally knows what my standard is, and then he went ahead and separated less than the amount of Truma, so, or he adds to the amount, in Truma, so Truma, he has deviated from my instructions, and so therefore the designation is no good, right? And why is that? Because under those situations, he's not following my rules, and if he doesn't follow my rules, ain't Truma, so Truma. We'll stop here, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.